I've now got this edition's quiz question to test your little grey cells. And again, we are in the area of general knowledge. We want to know, Bright's disease affects which organs of the body? Bright's disease affects which organs of the body? And the correct answer will be in next week's edition. And now for two more items of information. Firstly, partnership leads to safer services across Essex. ECL, an Essex-based sensory support service, this week explains how a partnership with Essex County Fire and Rescue Service has been developed to ensure safety services are accessible to everyone with sight and hearing loss. ECL's sensory service, which supports people with sensory impairments to live independently, leads the Sensory Action Alliance, a network of organisations across Essex that work together to improve the lives of people with sensory loss. A key member of the Sensory Action Alliance, Essex County Fire and Rescue Service, has shared how its partnership with ECL has benefited the organisation and the community it serves with the release of a film to encourage others to join. Paul Pemberton, Impairment and Disability Office, Essex County Fire and Rescue Service, said, "Quite often people miss people with hidden disabilities. There's always an assumption that it's somebody else's job. As a public service provider, it's vitally important within everything we do to make sure the fire service is accessible for everybody in the community. Often those with sensory loss miss vital information about essential services available to them. By working with ECL, we were able to improve our awareness of sensory impairments, and this changed how we communicate with this section of our community. This has been a game changer, as it has made it possible to deliver our services more equally across our communities." In addition to being a member of the Alliance, Essex County Fire and Rescue Service has undertaken a sensory audit with ECL lived experience volunteers to learn how to improve its accessibility. Lived experience volunteers are members of the ECL team living with sensory loss. They assess organisations for existing barriers to accessibility and advise on improvements that can be made to all aspects of the business, from buildings to services. Staff also participate in ECL's sensory awareness training to gain insight into the causes of sensory loss and learn about the challenges people with sight and/or hearing loss face. Paul says, "Thanks to ECL, we're all sensory champions. The level of understanding that the training has given us has improved not only the services we provide to the community, but has also helped us as an employer. We now have sensory champions across the service that understand and recognise the barriers that exist for people with sensory loss." Paul describes the partnership as a beautiful relationship that means that the service can always call upon ECL for advice and guidance when needed. He said, "I would really encourage other organisations to join the Sensory Action Alliance and become sensory champions. By making small changes, you will open the door to a wider part of our Essex community that before may not have seen you as their service." ECL's sensory service supports people with sensory impairments through the provision of tailored rehabilitation support and sighted and communicator guides. Our second item is a reassessment of vitamin study data reverses the findings. New research has discovered that taking high-dose vitamin A supplements does not slow vision loss in people with retinitis. This new finding comes from a reanalysis of data from a clinical trial conducted between 1984 and 1991. The trial originally found that taking vitamin A supplements slowed loss of vision in people with retinitis pigmentosa. The study also noted that taking vitamin E supplements increased the speed of vision loss. However, new analysis of the original data has revealed that taking vitamin A had no overall benefit for people with problems. It also found that vitamin E supplements should be avoided by patients due to its negative effect on retinal health. Latest researchers also believe that vitamin A supplements may be harmful for people with Stargardt disease and related cone rod dystrophies, but patients can eat a normal diet. Charity Retina UK says people who have been taking vitamin A supplements for many years and feel that they are doing well can continue under continued supervision of their doctor. They should, however, have an annual liver function test. It is strongly advised that people living with pigmentosa check ingredients to ensure they don't contain added vitamin E. Meanwhile, Retina UK said it is important to consult with physicians about changing any treatment or supplement taking. After that item, we can only really advise you to take care and wish you all the best as you return to hear the rest of the edition's news items.